is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And
on the bench.
I almost heard it in a new thing.
And we're
back
on the bench. No.
What up, H-Town?
No, I can't. No. Well, if I steal it, yeah, I can tell you. No, it's too loud, Joel. Too loud.
Wait,
why has Dell got
wait,
an
wait.
Underbeard today? What's going on with that?
That's a new... It's
a fake one.
He's
trying to wear a...
I didn't notice how loud you were.
Do you even know what a dickie is? You don't know what a dickie is?
No.
You didn't know what a dickie was either. What? It's a fake turtleneck. You wear a turtleneck, but it only comes right under your shirt. You put a shirt over it, and it looks like you're wearing a turtleneck under your
shirt.
But
why would you do that?
For warmth, neck warmth or something.
It's not a style.
Or
thing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're. It's like you're wearing a turtleneck, and you're back in the 70s and early 80s. That was kind of cool.
When you had to have turtle.
Yeah, but now it's going to be back along with DuckTales.
Nice. So you're bringing it back.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back.
I did notice how loud you were yesterday.
How loud I was?
Well, so here's the deal, Josh. On a regular basis, Josh was the loudest. Like his show would get really loud, and I'm saying that because I sit across the offices in my office.
I'm not loud.
And Joel can get loud at different times. Not Charlie. Well, sometimes Charlie will, it's madness. It's not huge,
Yeah.
You can hear it. You can hear the beginning of the show when Fred says, on the blitz. You can hear that.
Yeah. On the blitz.
Josh was the loudest because his show, he would get loud on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you did Del Vincito yesterday,
that
is super loud. It just reminded me.
Well, I scream
this
that.
Is super loud. Yeah, you scream it.
That's the only time I do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's once a week, Del Vincito.
Now, some sports talk hosts are louder than others.
Yeah.
Especially
like
on
post game. Patrick Creighton?
Oh, yeah, Creighton gets loud. But also post game shows. And coming up in the next segment, we will have a baseball post game show on TV.
That
the host goes after a caller. Where is that?
Had to be in the Mets because they're talking about Lindor.
Oh, no. They said Reyes.
Oh, it was Reyes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Where's Reyes now? He's
I have no idea where Jose Reyes is.
Well, wherever Reyes is where it sounded like it's either Chicago or Minnesota. Because they were.
He's with the, Mets, Blue Jays. Right now he was with the Mets. Reyes.
Wait until.
No, he was out of baseball.
Is that old?
It must be old.
Well, it's still.
That's why I didn't know where he was.
It's still awesome. And we'll hear what it sounds like. Like some sports talk, there have been meltdowns. I've melted down before. There have been meltdowns. The most famous ones. This is a good one that we're going to play for you. The most famous one that I heard, my favorite of all time, was Michigan State. A host in Michigan who melted down after Michigan State got beat.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard that? We're at 6-10.
Yeah.
And that guy was incredible. I'm sure I can find that somewhere. But we'll show you what it sounds like for a post-talk show to melt down. We'll have that for you coming up.
So we'll do that, but we got to talk about our Astros, and we got to talk about Zach Greinke. Man, he was – this is like – I know I'm not putting him –
There's a good and a bad to talk about from yesterday. There's a good and a bad.
The
good is Zach Greinke. I thought Zach was on just
the
only on it.
Bad
yesterday.
Might have been Paredes. That's about it. I mean,
no, Carlos Correa.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
Zach Greinke was so frustrated. Every guy when they struck out, it was like they're so mad because it's like it's right there. How come I can't hit this? Who else was like that?
Are you gonna say Maddox?
Maddox.
Yeah, Maddox would. He would tease you. Well, Maddox had such great control that he would throw what you didn't want. Everything was his pitch.
Well, and you know what?
It was rare for you.
You know what?
Pitch.
Maybe Zach Greinke is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's got enough wins. We'll see. Blah blah blah. Maddox was a bona fide Hall of Famer, But that was very Maddox-like.
Yeah.
He has been very Maddox-like, actually, the last couple of years, in that he can't hump it up the way, you know, he can still blow, you know, get an 89, 90 mile an hour fastball by you, sneak it by you. But his location has been great. His off-speed stuff, he can throw a different curveballs at different speeds. And it's like, holy crap, he's so frustrated.
Did you see the graphic where they showed what his strikeout, you know, and his last pitch strikeout, his out pitch, basically, what it was in 2008, 2009, and then what it was last year? Did you see the difference?
No, I didn't see it.
It's crazy. So the fastball is about the same at around 33%, but it used to be a slider was in the 50% range. No, his fastball is in the 50% range, I think, and a slider was like 36%, I think, or maybe it's the other way around. Back in 08, 09. Now it's fastball, changeup,
yeah,
and then curveball and slider. Like, it's the slider just is not the same pitch because he said, okay, my fastball's not as fast, so I've really got to alter the speed. I can't be too similar in speeds. Mm-hmm. I got to change levels up and down. He's changed who he is as a pitcher. And it was yesterday, he was just virtuoso, Zach Greinke. And I know it sounds silly when you watch him, but it's just like, man, you get the sense he could put the ball wherever he wanted to. And it's a pretty loose strike zone, too. Let's be honest. There was some loose strikes.
It was tight. There was a pitch on the knees for, I forget which Astro was at the plate, that was like, oh, Maldonado. And then he swung at one outside.
Did you see the one where Uncle Mike in his first at-bat caught one right in the strike zone? Like, it was deep, and they called it a ball. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah. No.
This is a ball. This is problems. But then they kind of expanded a little bit. And Zach Greinke was just, he was
fantastic. And
three hits and six innings.
That was really nice that he, you know, he gets the opening day start. And, you know, that's an homage to his career. And that's awfully nice. It's the ninth straight opening day win for your Houston Astros. It ties the longest in the modern era. Since 1900, it joins the Mariners from 2007 to 15, the Reds from 83 to 91, the Mets from 75 to 83, and St. Louis Browns from 37 to 45. When you're tying the St. Louis Browns in some kind of record, you are doing something, people. So another opening day win. I mean, and if it wasn't for Pinder, they scored 12 or 13 runs. That dude, he caught Brantley's, was it? No, it was Tucker's ball. Where he's goes to the wall and catches that ball, and then who roped one along the line that he went and dove and got that ball along the line as well. If Pinder's not playing right field, the Astros put up 13 yesterday. And, you know, Straw hit the ball hard, which was, you know, nice to see. He had no luck. Carlos hit the ball hard. Alvarez, man, that ball just jumped. His double that scored the runs, it just looked like it was a fly ball, and it just keeps going and going and going, and he scores the two runs, two huge runs that put him up 3-0, and Bregman with the shot looks like Bregman is back again, which is awfully nice.
Bregman looked good.
Yeah.
So
I think it was El Tuve that hit that ball to right field that Pinder dove for. That which is nice to see. He looked good at the play too.
The takeaway is the Astros hit the ball well. Yordan jumping in on a pitch early in the game and driving in a run. You had Bregman and Uncle Mike in the middle of the lineup doing their things. It was a good game for the Astros. It was kind of a no doubter, which is good to see. You did have to work out of, I don't want to say work out of problems. He just said the pitch count got a little high in the third inning for Zach Greinke, but it was a really good game for Zach Greinke.
You'll remember last year, they talked about last year, and that Greinke got tired after five, and Dusty said after the game, I was hoping he'd go five and he'd feel good, but he gave us six, you know, because I thought, I texted you guys, well, he's got to pull him now, five innings, got to pull him because he's Zach Greinke,
yeah.
And he left him in there for another inning, but the plan was that let's not wear him out in the first game. Let him get his stamina for the season. And instead of pushing him, we got a bullpen and we'll go get it. But he gave him six shutout innings, and it was spectacular. Just spectacular.
Apparently, Greinke hit, he was hitting in the 90s. And there's a stat that came out that he wasn't hitting that consistently until later in the season. So he was stronger early this season than he was last year. So maybe that led to the six innings.
You also have to, you know, they made a really big deal yesterday on the broadcast. It's only for one inning, but they made a really big deal about, I think it was Julia and Todd and obviously Blum, about how Zach Greinke just wasn't right last year. Like, mentally, it was very hard on him. And we know Zach has whatever, he has anxiety issues or whatever he's got. There's something going on. Zach's different. But they made a big point about how, you know, Blummer joked that Zach Greinke liked it better last year with the fan, you know, when there was no one there.
Yeah.
That's what he liked. And they did make a point that last year really threw him off his rhythm. It was hard on Zach Greinke. It was very stressful for him. And I think he's a guy who obviously has certain isms in his personal life where he needs, like, there's just things need to be a certain way, almost like OCD. And I think once he's back on a regular rhythm that's not influenced by the pandemic, there's going to be some changes, but obviously this is more like regular baseball for him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that will help, and maybe that will have him where he's more in a good space mentally. I didn't know that necessarily with Zach last year. I think he, you know, you wouldn't know it unless you work close to that team, but they did go out of their way to point out that Zach just had a hard time last year with the way things were and coping with that. And so maybe that's something we need to keep our eyes on, because that could really be a big deal.
Yeah, it's 7-11 ESPN 97.5. You happy about your Astros? There's one thing not to be happy about, and that is the Carlos Correa situation. We will talk about that on the other side and play that audio, but that was from a while ago. Because Reyes is out of baseball, so
yeah,
that was
that's still good.
That's still good stuff.
The Carlos video sounds and looks like a hostage.
Yeah,
video.
We'll hear from Carlos on
it's blurry. You can't. The sound quality's bad, and what he says is terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean,
is
Carlos's hostage?
John made us believe. You made us believe that we were going to have.
Yeah, where's your where's your buddy who kept offending you about your reporting? Where's your buddy? Who's
this
like, oh,
why you not how could you not trust John?
You know that they did offer 5-125,
and they weren't close.
This is why
5-125 is 25 a year. And if Carlos don't want, if that's insulting to Carlos Correa, then Carlos Correa
can.
Huh?
He wanted longer.
He wanted longer.
It's a lie. You know what, David Gow? I want 8-200. Like, give it to me.
I said the deal should be 7.
Per day?
You know what? That's what I want. David Gow, give it up.
7-25 is what I said the deal should be.
That's what I want, so that's what I should get. This is a P.J. Tucker situation.
This is why you don't give me what I want. We joke about the blue check mark, but this is why they won't give him a blue check mark.
Can't trust him.
He lied about Carlos Correa. Now we don't have a shortstop.
Oh, 5-125 ain't enough for Carlos Correa.
Beat it. This is dead man walking, basically. Carlos Correa this whole season.
By the way, it ain't over yet, just so you know. Just because.
Are they going to come off this short-term deal?
Carlos is unrealistic. I'm telling you here and now, he's unrealistic.
Well, he's only unrealistic if the market won't bear that. We won't find out.
Well,
if
we'll
he's
see with four big-name shortstops coming out this year.
If he gets 8-25, that ain't real unrealistic.
And he was thrilled that that Lindor got a
oh, he loved
big,
it. He said he was on the
deal.
Phone with
he's
him
like,
for an hour.
He's like, yes.
Yeah, great stuff. Thanks, Lindor. Oh, really? No, you ain't Lindor. Okay? Just so you know. Lindor plays every day. He better stay healthy, dude. That's all I'm saying. Hey, listen, I love Carlos Correa. But you know what? You get another guy for $25 million. You know what? You can replace Carlos Correa.
I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, you know, you can, really.
You're so
for $25 million, I promise you can. I promise you.
It seems like
reset. If you want to tie yourself up to a guy that misses 50 games a year, go ahead.
No, that video by Bruce Drennan is current. He does the Cleveland Post show and went
current.
Off over the collar, bad-mouthing Franmil Reyes. Franmil Reyes. So this is current.
Okay.
This is current. So we'll hear current video. From Cleveland. It sounded very big west.
Okay. Never heard of it. What is his name? Frombo?
Frommel.
Frombo.
Frommel?
I guess you didn't see where he hit the clutch last year.
Frommel?
Frommel Reyes.
Wait, we got Fromber. We got
Frommel. Franmil.
Frammel.
F-R-A-N-M-I-L.
Frommel.
Frammy Reyes of the Dominican Republic.
What happened to regular names?
Well, it's maybe regular in the Dominican.
Whatever happened to just Jose?
Sure? I thought Jose was regular.
I would need you stop your reckless talk. This dude, 275 pounds. You just better watch yourself.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
So
you better watch it.
So wait until you hear this, because he did mention it's after one game in 30 yeah, right. degree weather. So that was yesterday.
All right. So if you're looking for something to do with the family after, oh, listen, I'm telling you, all you got to do is get to mybookie.ag.
That's a family thing?
Listen, yeah, you're looking for something to do with the family.
With the family.
Log in.
Listen.
Go to prop bets.
Here it is. I was on the wrong one. If you're looking for something to do, how about go? Listen, you got, what do you got? You got baseball going on. Lance bet yesterday, didn't do too well. But here's the deal, is all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You got March Madness. You got, oh, by the way, we are going to have the guy on to tell you who to bet on at mybookie.ag. Promo code bet975. We're going to have him on at 8:15, 1 hour from now. We're also going to be talking about baseball. If you're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid, it's mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. There's a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 right now. College hoops, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. Choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into a payday right now. If you want to have fun watching the games, it's so much more fun. You had the over on the Astros, 8.5 last night. Winner, winner, and you thought it was a loser, but guess what? It turns into money in your pocket. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The relationship is great. You know, there's no hard feelings. Like I said, it's a business. And, you know, they made it very clear to me. They said, we don't believe in long contracts. We don't believe in big contracts. So, you know, when I say free agency, I'm going to look after a big, long contract. And, you know, they made it very clear that they don't believe in that.
Big long contract sounds just like Tatis and Lindor, two guys who one is 14-year, one is 10-year, all guaranteed. They're both over $300 million. I don't think it's crazy that Carlos will look for, and whether he gets it or not, we'll see. I think he'll look for 10 years, $250 million. And that's substantially less than Lindor from a guaranteed money standpoint, almost $100 million less. So it's not, and Carlos is giving you a break. That's Carlos you a break.
You better have a lot of shortstop openings because Seager's going to be out there. Story's going to be out there. Baez is going to be out there.
Unless they get done.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
If they get done with their teams and all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
I think half of them will get done with their teams. Dodgers probably will.
Probably. Well, if not, I mean, you're playing chicken
right
now.
It is what it is. Look, it's, I was just trying to process it. I was disappointed. There was a troll who kept saying on Twitter that Carlos was going to sign. That was you. That was on the show. Never mind. I wasn't a Twitter troll. He used to have a blue check mark. I couldn't trust him. So,
the thought in his camp was they would get it done, and they're not.
Wait, so his camp thought they would get a 10-year deal?
They thought that they would get it done.
Deal done.
Listen,
he got
25 million a year offer. He got 25. He just wants more years. Yeah. Guess what? You cannot.
Well, it's guaranteed.
You know what? It's business. And he's absolutely right. It is business. If I'm the Astros, I ain't committing to 8 years.
Now, what about 7 at 25? That's what I said yesterday. I thought the deal would be 7 at 25.
That it didn't happen. They wanted 5. And you know what? Not going to happen. Oh, well. You know what? I'm not committing long term to a guy that misses 50 games a year.
But it is about total money, because 6 at 20 is 120 million, 5 at 25 is 125 million. And
it's about total money. That's right. 5 years on 125.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it can't. Lindor and Tatis are both over 300 million. Carlos was never going to take a deal that was literally less than half. That was 40% of their total guaranteed money, because that money never goes anywhere. You're good for the – that's it. You're good if you don't get another contract. And Carlos is going to look for that. And you know what?
You're not good with 125 for the rest of your life? Are you kidding me?
It's not about 100. Are you good with 240 for the rest of your life?
Yeah, but again, I want that. There you go. Give me 240 million.
Do you tell Chad Clay not to make money?
Guess what? I'm not going to get 240 million. Neither is Carlos Correa.
Do you ever tell Chad to top out like, Chad, isn't this enough?
No. You know what Chad is? He's a businessman. And when you get your top dollar, that's what you get. Well, we'll see. We'll see if he gets 8 years somewhere. Too.
You can't be mad at him for wanting to get...
I'm not mad at him. I'm telling you, if Carlos Correa better stay healthy, because if he misses another 50 games this year, everybody's going to go, are you kidding me, 8 years? That's nuts.
I get it, but it's his career, and it's his first, second contract, and he's just not going to take... Like, he can't possibly want to take 40% of what two guys at his same position are taking. He's just... There's no way his ego could stand out. And really, most players wouldn't be able to stand like, dude, I'm in their same category. Whether he is or not, he thinks that. There's no way he's taking 40%. If you would have got him to 70%.
And you know what? I'm happy the Astros didn't give him 8 years.
No,
I'm
you
happy.
Can't. You can't. These 10-year-plus deals for baseball are just, you know, look at what's happened with it. It's been nothing for Albert Pujols. It's a big nothing.
Right.
It was a big zero. It's... doesn't work out more times than it does. And there's just too many issues with Carlos that you have to be concerned about. So I think anyone who wants to sign Carlos Correa better get ready to crank up a minimum of 8 years. A minimum of 8 years.
Well, good luck with that. Again, now if he stays healthy this year, he's, again, playing chicken. If he stays healthy this year, then you know what? I guess I can trust, and I'll give him. If he doesn't, there's zero chance he gets 8 years anywhere.
Then you got a better chance.
And oh, by the way, he might not get 5 years. 125.
Then you got a better chance at keeping him.
Well, right. Well, if they go through a season, but again, I don't know that I give him 125 if he can't stay healthy.
He'll
this
walk.
Year.
Somebody will.
Somebody will. Great. Somebody will. But I don't know that I do. That's not good business.
So that's why he's not going to be an Astro. Yeah, but then I had a guy send me a direct message. I've never seen a city like the city of Houston that cares more about how much the owners spend. And I know his thought was, who cares how much they give Carlos Correa? Who cares if they've got a bad deal on the books? It's his money. It doesn't matter. Because for the Astros,
it screws up the team.
For the Astros, it will matter.
What do you mean, who cares?
I know.
Absolutely you care. Why would you want them to? You think it's been good for the Angels to waste all that money on Pujols?
Well,
they've been terrible.
But the question is, who cares? Like, but this isn't the Yankees where they'll keep going.
Dude.
The Astros will be stuck. Jim Crane won't just keep going.
No owner, and you know, there's very, very few teams that'll just go, oh, well, we missed that. It's the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers. I mean, there's very few teams that go, oh, we just threw away $125 million. That's okay. No worries. Let's throw away another $250. No, that doesn't happen except in those cities, and it's not going to happen here. You can't get tied to a bad long-term contract. What do you mean, who cares?
That's dumb. What he said. You're about to get mad.
That's dumb.
He said he wants to check the court proceedings to see if you've been adopted by Jim Crane or Tillman Fertitta.
No, that's dumb for your team, pal.
He thinks that's an inheritance that you have coming, the way you worry about the money.
You're an idiot! Hey, dumbass, you are an idiot! Okay, you ready to play that?
It's a bad deal to do that for Carlos right now. It just is.
It's a bad deal.
No one wants reality. They want you to spend money on Carlos, and then even they don't want the thought of being hamstrung by, oh, the Carlos deal. No, screw the Carlos deal. Go spend money on the next guy.
Well,
that's the thought for a fan.
Maybe they will. Then maybe they will spend money.
No,
on
what
the
I'm
next
saying
guy.
Is they want to get Carlos in, and if it turns out to be bad in 6 years, who cares? Just spend money on the next guy to sign.
Right.
No one wants to hear about your reality. No one wants to hear about your reality.
Nobody cares about their money. Yeah, you're right. I don't care about Jim Crane's money either. What I care about is him putting good players on the field that will win. And you know what? Carlos Correa, we're not sure he's on the field, people. And you're going to be tied to him for that long when you don't know he's going to be there? He's got to prove that he can play.
And
you know what? If
baseball.
He proves that he can play, and at the end of the season, he might come back.
That's the sport of baseball. Like, that's a flaw in the system is, you say what you want, but the fully guaranteed money, the people who say get the bags, that's fine. You're not going to be able to win the argument with them. But it's really bad for the team, and the team is who you cheer for, and most teams cannot fade that. They cannot fade 10-year deals.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. It's highly unlikely you will ever get that type of performance for that long.
I would love to see that guy that DM'd you with, if it was his money. He probably is like, ooh, what, that's $4.99. I'm not going to buy it for $4.99. I'm going to wait till it's $4.97. Idiot. I mean,
no, you're making his argument.
No. No, that's what he would do. Oh, you think so? That's what he would do.
No, he wouldn't. He'd say it's $4.99. I'm going to give you six.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't. He'd say, ooh,
how much
what
is
if
tip?
It gets down to $4.50? I'm going to wait.
He tips 25% because you know
I'm talking
why?
About $4.99 and he's going to wait till it's $4.50.
You only live once.
Oh, really?
So is Jim Crane going to own another baseball team in the afterlife, in another life?
No.
He can't take that money with him.
Hopefully he's going to put together another world champion like he did. Hopefully, with smart
with
moves.
New players?
With smart
how
moves.
How about with the other players that he had during the first championship?
Okay, well, how about we get new ones?
We asked Richard yesterday, who's on the way up? He goes, nobody.
Yeah, right.
The system's terrible. He's ranked 30th by Baseball America.
So go out and find guys that can play and bring them in.
How are you going to pay them?
That's all. You got a lot of money. You wait a minute. Greinke money, Verlander money, Correa money. Open it up, baby.
How many of those were eight-year deals? That's a new thing. You got to have an 8-year deal if you want to be
with
me.
That's ridiculous.
That's how you put a ring
on
it.
That's ridiculous. What about this guy? Okay, on the other side, we got to do it now.
Look at me. I'm putting a ring on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a mistake.
That's a Beyonce move.
Yeah, that is a bad move. You putting a ring on Carlos?
Nah.
Carlos ain't ever doing stuff because he's always got a headache. Okay?
This is so flagrant after one game, an 8-1 win.
No.
That man was defending like a mother. He had a hit. He was 1-for-3.
Go ahead, put a ring
and
on
you're
it.
Over here saying Carlos has a headache
listen,
and doesn't
I love
do things.
I love Carlos. I just
don't sound like it.
I listen,
you
right,
don't like him.
Right now, I love him. I just don't want to marry him for long term, okay? Now, you know what? Because in the NFL, you can get a divorce. Here, you can't get divorced.
Can you get a
you
team,
are tied to that.
Team option is a prenup. Can you get a team option on that thing?
You can't get a team option. There's no chance. All right. Here, how about this? I'll tell you what you can do. You can find your future bride. Oh, what about if you could find her? Wouldn't that be something if you could find her at the BTR Cajun Throwdown? What? It's going to be awesome. The BTR Cajun Throwdown is April 9th and 10th. You know what? That's coming up, right? That is coming up here. We're already April 2nd. It is a week from today and tomorrow. It's the BTR Cajun Throwdown. It's ready to party, baby. It's at the Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. We've gone before, and we're going to go again because we want to go see Wayne Toups. Wayne Toups is going to be playing. Whiskey Myers is going to be playing. Frank Foster is going to be playing. Jamie Bergeron. It's awesome. It's the best entertainment lineup they've had. There's Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contest, and an exciting kid zone. It's a giant Cajun crawfish party. And if you're looking for a giant party and it's powered by Budweiser, Mac Vibe, Integrity Testing and Inspection, and Out the Ditch Crawfish, it's good, clean fun for the whole family. And this is really, this is real. It is good, clean fun for the whole family. Bring them all out to the Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock next weekend, Friday and Saturday. Whiskey Myers, Frank Foster, Wayne Toups, Jamie Bergeron, and more at the BTR Cajun Throwdown.com. BTR Cajun Throwdown.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Introducing the all-new ESPN 92.5. We've got you, West Houston, Katie, Fulshear, and Sugarland. Dial it up and plug it in. ESPN 92.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. 732 ESPN 97.5.
He's come back at you. He wants to know how you... He said he believes that Carlos is the F in the FMK. Carlos Urquidy and Fromber, FMK. I think Carlos is right now the K. Urquidy is the M.
Wait a minute.
Fromber is the F.
Fromber is the F. And Carlos is the K right now. They're not paying him, right?
Well, I mean, no, in your opinion.
Oh, not in my. It's the Astros' opinion. I don't care. Who cares?
How do you play?
How do I play?
Yeah. Carlos is still the K.
Then who's the K?
You ain't Kalen. You're not K-N or Keedy.
Yeah, I would. Out of those three? Yeah, I would.
That's an M.
No.
You love her, Keedy.
No, Carlos would be the F.
He's right then.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't marry him.
Yeah.
You can't marry him.
Probably right.
No, yeah. You can't marry him.
You can't bring him home?
Nah.
Just for the night. Because you don't know how long he's going to last.
You just told me he has headaches.
You don't know how long he's going
to
be around.
You don't want mom to meet Carlos?
No. No. I want Carlos on the side. I want,
Watch yourself, because I can just say just whatever
Carlos
you're about to say.
I can't trust Carlos to be around. Carlos is, he's looking elsewhere. He is
trying to better.
What is Carlos a hula? What are you saying?
No. Carlos has expensive taste. Yeah. No, Carlos has expensive taste. You like
right now.
This is like wifey taste. This isn't Janice Rossi 2R taste.
You ain't buying the red bottoms for Carlos.
No, all I got is Tory. No. All I got is Tory Burch money. I ain't got that Gucci money right now.
Well,
right?
Carlos ain't here for that Tory Burch nonsense.
I know, right? Carlos is like, not till you put some Gucci on.
Where's my Birkin bag is what Carlos
That's
is saying.
Right. That's what Carlos wanted,
Open
Birkin
up
bag.
And only, you know
and
what
guess
you
what,
do?
Carlos? You ain't doing enough stuff to get a Birkin bag.
And not doing it for long enough.
No, not long enough.
Who would get more fans on an OnlyFans, Bad Bobby or Carlos Correa?
Bad Bobby. We already know what that. What are you talking about?
Bad Bobby, for those who don't know, is the Cash Me Outside girl. She's been Bad Bobby now for at least 4 years.
Cash me outside, Dan.
When she was on...
What's his name? Dr. Phil?
Yeah, it was Dr. Phil. Yeah. And then she became a rapper. Then she got in fights with other YouTubers or something. Then
she
was a YouTuber. Then she had fights with other YouTubers. What was the other girl's name?
I don't know. Some little girl. I don't remember.
No, the one who's taller who also... It was so pathetic. It let me know that we were going to have problems ever catching up with China. Like when I'm watching them, people were watching video and them fighting it. It was just so bad. I got to know what the other girl's name is too, though, because she's a vulture.
It's, okay.
She's a big time vulture, the other girl. But anyway, right. Bad Bobby signed up on OnlyFans. She just turned 18, so she signed up on OnlyFans. And made $1 million in 6 hours.
And Carlos could sign up on OnlyFans and be there for 2 years, and he wouldn't make what Bad Bobby makes.
No. That's ridiculous. All right, let's go to this Cleveland. This guy's doing a post game show for the Cleveland Indians.
You've done post game shows.
Oh yeah,
I used to watch your post game show.
I know.
We would always hope that there'd be a drunk on your show, and there often was.
There often was, and there was often guys who dropped some stuff that you're just like, oh my gosh.
Did y'all have?
There was no delay button. I'm sitting there doing the television post game. Live,
they can
and
see
people
you.
Just yeah, they could see me, and I would take calls, and just like this guy, only I never did what this guy did. I think it's kind of funny. Listen to this Cleveland post game show host with one of the callers.
You can just simply pitch around Ramirez, keep walking him, don't give him anything to hit. The next guy. The good pitch is down the middle. He won't swing at, but the ball's down around his ankles. He hits the shortstop into a double play. This has been going on for 2 years.
Right. I guess you missed a lot of the games that Reyes hit in the clutch last year, huh?
No.
Oh, yeah. You're an idiot. You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
You are an idiot.
Listen, you're going to tell me you are judging. You don't know anything. You don't know squat, you stupid idiot. You're going to tell me you're going to make a judgment on the season after one game in 30-degree weather that proves what an ignoramus you are. Get off our show. Fair weather idiot. All right, we're going to move on here.
Yeah, that's how I felt with your boy, cold weather idiot, Michael Bennis.
that
when he wants it to be cold here.
That was absolutely. Now that's a good one. That was a really good rant. Dell, I'm sending you the link of another rant. And that's a good one, though, because you know that a guy is sitting there on TV. Like, I've watched you on TV where you can't even do anything. Like, there's nothing you can't make a face like you're surprised. You have to play it straight. I just sent you a YouTube clip, Dell. Now, we've had meltdowns of different things over the years. We've done the show for a while. One of the things that we heard back in 2006 was this clip from a sports talk host who was so mad at Michigan State. And Michigan State lost again. Mm. I want you to listen to this and tell me how this one compares. Listen to this volcano begin to erupt.
Wouldn't I have clued you in that it was ready before you stopped talking?
Listen to this. So Dell's loading it right now.
Did you just send it to him?
Yes.
Your first day here?
No, but he's
is this your? This is Lance. Well, let's welcome Lance to the show.
Wouldn't I have told you it's ready by like, yeah, I got it, instead of you just stop talking?
Here's our new host, Lance.
Sometimes you just keep a little look on your face like that makes it hard for us to tell.
No,
this is a thumbs up.
When he holds his hand up, means
that usually means I don't have it yet. Don't do it. Wait for it.
And if you just send it to him, there's zero chance.
Did a thumbs up, but is that a real thumbs up or a symbolic one?
At what point did you want me to start playing it as well, since it's 18 minutes long?
Ooh. Is that how long it was?
Yes.
I think John and I played the whole damn thing on the air.
No,
I think we took a break.
No, there's a great – you're going to have to do this. We'll come back with it.
We played like the whole thing on the air. I think we just took a segment off.
That's a possibility. We can do that too.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem. It's a holiday.
We can do that too. Todd, you okay with that on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5? I got a slap because I don't mention 92.5 enough. People out west. 92.5, you can hear the show. It is Good Friday. Happy Good Friday.
You got plans for Good Friday, John?
Any plans for Good Friday? Just love the Lord.
Well, that's good enough, actually.
Yep, that is. That's mine. Yep. And praise him. That's it. That's all I'm going to do today. Maybe play a little poker.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Frankie's in town. So what I found out, and maybe if is Father TJ listening, that Lent is over, actually. Lent ends on Holy Thursday.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Lent's not over.
Lent's over.
Keep it going.
That's what I'm doing. My wife didn't, but I'm doing it.
She tried to come up with a loophole. She tried to loophole
it's
the
It's not Lent. A loophole. If you look up, no, when done. Does Lent start and end?
It's done. It ended yesterday.
It ended yesterday.
It really did?
Yeah.
Yep.
How come
because
no one
Because the Lenten season leads into the Triumderland, whatever it's called.
The Triumderland.
Yeah, well, the Triumderland. Whatever it is. And it, you know, went of Jesus' death and then resurrection. So the Lenten season
You're
is over.
You're not supposed to have Dr. Pepper until Sunday.
I'm not having Dr.
You're not supposed
Pepper.
To have candy until Sunday.
How about Coors Lights? What about Coors Lights?
Well, for you, your Dr. Pepper is, yeah.
Yeah, that's my
Oh, doctor. It does say Lent ended Thursday, April 1st.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then my wife is just trying to squeeze a couple extra.
No, I always go till after church on Easter.
Most everybody does.
Yeah. No, I think, people know, other than us, yeah. People know when the Lenten season's over. So, you guys, thanks for working on Good Friday, guys. Not all heroes wear capes. Thank you, Brian. This is Brian, who knows me and you, knows you well, Dell.
How does he know me well?
He knows you well because he keeps saying how stupid you are.
No one knows me that well.
Oh, that is Tyler Elliott.
See?
That's Tyler. Brian Bouillon. I think he likes you. No, not many people do. But
okay.
Right. But I will say this on Good Friday. That's the nicest thing I could say.
Do you think...
I'm being a nice person
today. Do you think
today.
On Good Friday you should have uttered a sentence that you're how stupid you are? Do you think that was what the Lord wanted you to say to someone? How stupid you are?
Well, I don't... No, you know what? God works in mysterious ways.
No, I think that's the devil working in you.
No, God works in mysterious ways. That's right. So 713-780-3776, did you do your April Fool's joke last night, John? I did not. I did not pretend that Frankie was pregnant to Wendy.
I was thinking about this. The way how sensitive society is, somebody was going to catch it and get in trouble for an April Fool's joke. And I think Volkswagen may have. I don't know what they did, but I didn't care to look and watch. I got just a terrible April Fool's about Deshaun Watson. I saw this picture, John, that was sent to me, and I realized it's a picture of Deshaun. It says shoulders only, please, April Fool's.
Yeah.
It's not funny, Dell. This is our quarterback. And this is your soon to be. This is your future quarterback.
No, he isn't.
There's a chance. Could be your future quarterback.
How so?
Well, when you need him after Tua shows you that he can't do it this year.
Okay.
So it's real funny until he's your future quarterback. No,
it's still funny.
You're Victor Oladipo.
What?
And so...
What?
It really hit home. I know this is going to sound stupid, but seeing that meme, I'm like, oh my God. This is Deshaun. Like,
he's a joke.
It just hit home that Deshaun is a meme.
No, he's a joke. He's a joke now. Every time you say massage, it's a Deshaun joke now. He is a joke. Just like Cal is a joke every time.
That's different. Cal is a joke. No, Deshaun's a meme.
No, Deshaun.
The same. It's different, yeah. But it's
well.
Similar.
You still anytime you say, "Oh, you're getting a are you getting a Deshaun massage?" Anytime there's a massage mentioned, you got a Deshaun joke.
Or don't pull him with Deshaun. Or
somebody used Deshaun is a verb yesterday.
Yeah. Anytime you see a dog humping a leg, oh look, Deshaun's back at work.
No, that's not what you do.
That's Lamont. I don't
that's
know.
That's not what we're gonna do.
Can we superimpose Deshaun's face on things in massage situations?
Yes.
Can we do that now? Is that allowed
who
now?
Who would do that? Terrible people.
No. Yes, we do.
Allegedly.
Or you put Bill Cosby's face on Deshaun's body.
That was way out of line when I saw that one.
That one came out after six. Deshaun is a joke now.
That one came after six.
He's the punchline now.
That's a meme. That's why it's Deshaun.
Yeah, okay.
Meme.
All right. 744 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Scott McGrath. Scott McGrath is coming. He came to our house last week, as a matter of fact, and he's going to put in the mosquito murdering system for us because I'm telling you, I don't know about your house, but it's bad. The mosquitoes are bad back there, and what we're going to do is we're just going to kill them. You know what? I don't feel bad about it. I know it's Good Friday, and you shouldn't feel good about killing anything, but mosquitoes, I think the Lord said, it's okay. Kill mosquitoes. Have a mosquito murdering system. Here's the deal, is if you can't stand the mosquitoes in your backyard, well, Scott McGrath will take care of that business for you. And termites, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. If you have bed bugs, stop, all right? All right? You need Scott McGrath. And any kind of rodent as well. So, I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best, I love Scott McGrath and I love what he does. It's locally owned and operated, and that's what we're looking for. And we're looking for people who really, really care. So if you're looking for that kind of pest control, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:46, ESPN 97.5. Dell's working on that. He's got to find the spot for the Michigan State guy. Did you find one?
I mean, it's from the start. He's just taking shots at the schools back from 2006. I mean, where do you want to start? He's talking about choke jobs and Drew Stanton and John L. Smith. I mean, it's a lot of reference. I know he makes that noise about the choke.
Well, play some of it.
I mean, but here's the problem: is I've never heard a rant that could last this long. Like, he's mad that whole time. Usually, you would pass out or your voice, and his voice is already screwed up.
Yeah.
In this. Yeah, I mean, you could play
like when you were puking blood from Mark McGwire.
It was Albert Pujols.
Was it Pujols?
It was Pujols puking blood. It was here at 1560, and it's when we refused to pitch around Albert Pujols.
Yeah,
for some reason, we just wouldn't pitch around Albert Pujols.
Right.
Every time it was bomb after bomb after bomb. It was so terrible.
Yeah,
I got that somewhere.
All right, so here is
Mike Valenti is his name. He's still a host.
Is he really?
On 97
he
won
didn't
the
die?
Ticket. No, no. Oh, he didn't here, but he probably came close.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
A bunch. And it hurts my heart to say it. But you know what? Every single stereotype about Michigan State University football came true on Saturday night. They choked. They absolutely gagged. While Notre Dame played with fire, emotion, poise, and tact, Michigan State sat there and choked on applesauce. They choked.
Sounds like you choked.
They choked. So, no, I'm not going to name names. But they absolutely choked.
Okay, hey.
Shut up, whoa, 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 no, no, no.
Let's take a timeout. You're not going
to
be able to finish.
Mike, you're losing your voice already. I was busy firing up my section. I did my job. I paid my $75, and I got a bunch of old asses off their feet into the air and got them cheering their ass off.
Okay.
I didn't joke. I showed up to play.
But, buddy.
I'm not finished.
But we're 12 minutes
into
the show.
Don't want to hear
it. But you're about to lose your voice, Mike.
Just let me get done with this.
Okay, you're not going to be able to finish.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't matter. Drew Stanton needs help. He can't do it alone. And you know what I saw at the end of that game? I saw a kid that had an entire program on his back. And he had the other 22 guys who play begging him, telling him, look, we can't do anything. Help us. You know what? It's time for everybody else to step up. Drew made a lot of bad decisions, a lot of bad plays. But I'll be damned if there are a lot of players in this country that can do it all by themselves. Don't get it twisted. He ain't Vince Young. Even Vince had help. I'm disgusted with the guys that strap on those uniforms. Make plays! You're at home, at night, third largest crowd in the history of that stadium, with a 37-21 lead. Make plays! Don't sit there and pucker! Make plays! You don't sit there and turn to your quarterback and with a puppy dog look and say, help us! We don't know what we're doing out here! Help us! Make plays! Stand together as a team and make plays!
That's good. That's good. That dude.
Oh, it gets... it gets... That's probably 40% of what... When he starts going, pucker, pucker, pucker! Pucker, pucker, pucker! He goes... He keeps going. He goes ballistic. See if you can find the headline where he starts, and you can tell his host, that's like not a joke. He realizes, you're going to lose. You're not going to be able to do the show anymore.
No, right. No, no. His voice was already gone. Yeah.
His name is Mike Valenti. It was from Michigan State, lost to Michigan. And he did his job. He told you. He got out. He paid his $75. He got out of his, he got old people off their asses and cheering. He did his job. He told you. He did his job. He got his section fired up. That's a Midwestern fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're,
my God.
They're so
yes.
into it yes. that they just, it's like yes. you could hear his life had kind of ended. How about the Vince Young shout out?
Yeah, he ain't Vince Young. Well, he ain't.
No, Drew actually lasted longer in the league than Vince.
What did he ask? Didn't the Texans have something to do with Drew Stanton?
Charlie did a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he drafted him in a six and flipped him for a third.
Him. Yeah. Yeah, flipped him for
that a third. That was Stanton.
And then gave it up for Philip Buchanan.
It was Drew Henson.
That same
Drew
thing.
Henson.
No. It's either one. You could have either one. It didn't matter.
Literally is the same thing. Drew Stanton.
No, Drew Stanton was a better
Drew Henson were the same player.
They literally are the same thing.
Drew Stanton was an NFL
okay,
player.
Okay, so it was Drew Henson. Big deal. It's basically Drew Stanton.
No, the Drew Henson thing.
You're right, because you know what? Charlie was, that was his last year. It had to be Drew Henson because Drew Henson was actually Michigan.
And he convinced the Cowboys that he was actually going to be a good player, and they traded for him.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are dumb.
Oh, no, Rhino. I smell a new character, Big Ten guy. That's not going to happen.
Mm.
The throat, the
not
voice.
The throat.
Just,
no, Lance won't be able to do the show for a month.
You can't.
Are you crazy? There's no chance.
It's
zero chance
possible.
He can do that. 713-780-3776.
Do your job! Pucker up! Don't turn and look like a puppy dog!
Help us!
Help us!
So the Astros went 8-1 last night. Nice job. Well done, sirs. Well played. The Rockets played tonight.
They were hitting the ball well. They were pitching the ball well. They were fielding the ball well.
The boys did it all
well. So you know what you say to them? You say, yeah, go out there, do a good job, and, you know, have your little club Astros or whatever it is you do. All right? See how you can fuzzy Zeller it in a positive way.
You can fuzzy Zeller everything.
You can do it in a positive way.
No. So they win. The Rockets play tonight against Boston. They got scary the other night against the Nets.
Meaning they had a lead.
Yeah, they had a lead.
When John says
point lead.
Yeah, when John says they got scary, that means they were winning.
They were winning, which we don't need. Then you got Chris. How about Chris Beard? Now, I heard. Did you guys hear? You didn't happen to hear Reed Geddes on with Charlie yesterday, did you?
No.
He was simply amazed, and I don't know. I wasn't a shot at the Longhorns. I think maybe everybody in this state has their own attitudes toward the Longhorns. I don't think there's any question about that. But he was amazed. First of all, Chris Beard left Texas Tech for Texas because he said, "Is it a better job? Is it really? I don't know that it's a better job." And then secondly, he's got to be getting more than Sark is getting. Because, you know, with the money that he was making at Texas Tech, unless he thinks that he's got a much better chance to win, which maybe, I don't know. Do you have a much better chance to win at Texas basketball than you do at Texas Tech? I don't know that that's the case.
I don't think it really matters. It's about who you recruit. I don't think it's necessarily the facility.
No,
I think
you can get bring the same in guys or better.
No.
Do really
okay,
good guys
so here's the answer. So what do you want now? Do you want the... Is he more of a Mark Few type? See, I think he is more. Well, we'll find out. But there's two different methods. You can Mark Few it where you don't get the five stars. He pulled his first one ever, and I think it's intentional. Where you don't want a team full of five stars because then you have turnover.
Yeah.
And you don't have continuity. And look how much success they've had, and for how long they've been able to keep that run going at a mid-major. Or you can do, you know, the Duke, Memphis, Kentucky, where you are constantly having to recruit so effectively just to keep it going because your team turns over every year to 2 years, like massive turnovers. Which one? Like Texas is more likely to be that. Now, you get better talent, yeah. But Chris Beard didn't have a team full of killers from a five-star standpoint. And look, the guy going to a national championship game was this close to winning a title.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen this is – the 21 and 22-year-olds have a better chance of winning at a higher level nowadays as opposed to the one-and-done teams. And with more and more teams going to – like high school players are going to be done anyway. High school players are going to start going in that pay – they'll go to the paid league and then they'll go right to the pros once all that gets settled. You're not even going to have like – I don't know. I don't know who's going to be going to college. One-and-dones, two-and-dones. I don't know what it's going to look like anymore.
Well – yeah, I don't know. I think colleges will still get guys. I think that there's going to be it. Listen, there's so the big name college coaches. You know, by the way, they're going to pay too, and they're not going to have to pay taxes on it, which they never have. So there's that. You know, I think the gloom and doom about college athletics is well overplayed. We'll still listen. Right now, it's one and done. Right now, you don't know any of the players. That's why, you know what? That's why Gonzaga is what it is. Kispert, I mean, I know Suggs is a one-and-done guy, but Kispert's 4 years there. And look at the player. Timmy, I mean, they get guys that will stay and have go to college. It's the kind of player that Mark Few gets up there that is going to be there. It's not – but look at – they get guys that – really good players that will stay.
Well, look at
look at how good they are.
I mean, look at the Final Four. We know Houston is not securing one and done.
No, right.
Baylor, sure, they're going to get talent, but I'm just going through the roster. Veterans on that roster.
Yep.
So the advantage currently, we look at Duke. Didn't have a great year. North Carolina, they don't recruit as well as Duke. Didn't have a great year, and they have turnover. Maybe it's not as much as Duke. The Final Four is full of teams where guys stayed. And even UCLA, who's the surprise.
And that's not new.
No.
That's been happening. Veteran teams are much better than five freshmen. It started with the Fab Five, and now and Kentucky been doing it forever. Guess what? Teams that have a real chance to beat those kind of teams are teams that with less talent, but they've been around each other for 2 and 3 years. 7:58 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. My man, Patrick Chastain, said, just talk about the Cougs in our spots. And I'm like, no, we got to talk about Ford Truck Month, okay? He loves the Cougs. And if you're a Coug, listen, the Chastains are big supporters, and they put their money where their mouth is with the Cougs programs. And if you're somebody that's a Coug, you want to be, you know, you want to go to Coug businesses, and that's Chastain Ford. If you're looking for just the best people doing the best they can to get you into that Ford car or truck, my peeps over at Chastain Ford are awesome. Then they give you it was so funny. John, please, they told me, please emphasize that we don't do add-ons, because that's what other dealerships do. That's what they live on. You know, you come to a price, and then they say, oh, well, you need this bed liner. Well, you need leather, and you need this, and you need a sunroof. You need this and that. And then by the time you're said and done, it's $3,000, $4,000 more. And that's not what you agreed to. That's not what you wanted to pay. They did this with me. You know, how much do you have to be at? Well, take a look at this. Here, what do you need in the car? What kind of package do you want with this vehicle? And then you go, and then that's it. And it wasn't like, well, now you got to get this, John. No, that's not the way they do business. And so you're going to feel like they have your best interest at heart, because they do. Every single time. And the best service as well. So if you're looking for that Ford car, truck, and Ford month, this is the best time to buy at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford. Go Cougs!
This is ESPN 97.5.